Welcome back to Mindfulness for Kids of O. Today I would like to say thank you. We are so close to 300 plays. That is something I want to achieve by the end of the year. Today's episode is a bit of a different one because we are actually trying not to get addicted to video games. I'm not saying they're a bad thing. You cannot think that is what I'm trying to achieve with this episode. This is more of advice, but we also have breathing exercise, which you guys always love. But let's get into it. So it's that time, breathing exercise time. So, find a quiet place in your house. Good. Now sit cross-legged. You can't just sit down. Now, breathe in through your nose. Out through your mouth. In. Out. In, out. Now repeat this method until you are ready to move on. Finally, we are on to the main theme of today's podcast. So, it is called Abstract Addictions, and yes, addictions can happen. Like, for example, I'm not saying this is the only game, but Fortnite, that is a battle royale video game, which can be quite addictive. So, if you realise you've been on for, like, more than 2 hours, and you just don't want to come off, you just think it's your life, then maybe reconsider it. Maybe try and restrict yourself from going on every day. Now, I can't guarantee that after listening to this podcast that you are no longer going to be addicted to whatever you're addicted to. And you're not even going to be definitely addicted to listen to this podcast, but if you do start having an addiction, think about these 3 things. Number one, are you starting to get a bit mean with fellow gamers? Number two, are you just not confident enough to actually approach your own gaming addiction that you just can't stop yourself? Number three, are you worried friends will judge you after deciding to come off? If this is you, then just start reading a book, drawing, playing at the park, maybe having a phone call to your grandma. Any of these can really help. And do my breathing exercises. They can help with more than just sleep and trying to calm yourself down. They can help with pretty much every situation. It will bring you to a level of peace that you are ready to do something else. And your friends, they will not judge you because you decided to come off. If anything, they should look up to you because you are changing the way that you pursue life. And you are deciding, I'm going to come off because it is better for me to just look at the real world. Now, I mean, no one knows if this is the real world. I mean, we could just be in a simulation. But people do die, and for as long as we know, there could be a god, but there could not be. There could be a big bang. There could not be. No one knows. But you can just try and stick with the world whilst you still can. I'm not saying you're going to die early, but I'm saying that this is not the right thing to have. I mean, it can be quite hard to control, but it is not uncontrollable. You are not a slave to the game. And if you are being mean to other people playing the game with you, then just apologise or try and be a bit nicer. That's like one of the most important things. Don't become a bully, otherwise it will just build up, then build up. The guilt can just not go away. So before it gets too bad, try and just be nice and not get addictive. Now, this doesn't have to always apply to video games, but the way I'm using it, it does. If you want me to say it in a different way that's not video games, send in a voice message through Anchor. It is totally free and will only take you as long as you want it to take. I have been O from Mindfulness for Kids with O. This was Mindfulness for Kids with O, Abstract Addictions. Thank you for listening, and I shall see you in the next podcast. Quick message before I go. I know there has been a whole 2 weeks of no podcasts. I just had a bit of a break. I know I was going to do a Halloween podcast. I didn't actually say it. But yeah, I'm back and ready to rumble.